91.5
WMFO. I'm so happy of myself.
Well, stop it.
Thank you.
It is 3 a.m. You've been fishing in the sea. You smell like a whale and you're lit like a Christmas tree. You're so in love with her. Why are you calling me? You wanna see her? She'd never let me go. I guess I put on quite a show. It wasn't me, it was a bad case of vertigo. So you just give my regards to her, 'cause I'm your
Wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia, it's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Hey, good morning, Medford. And Somerville, it's a summertime, feeling fine. So we got, here we go. We're on, we're here, it's in, we're in. It's a beautiful Friday morning, sun's out for the first time in weeks. We're all feeling great, it's the beginning of springtime. And we did get here on time. You've been listening to WMFO in Medford. Announcements around 15 minutes late. We're sorry.
Is here, full of time to cheer. I don't know when the time goes away, and when I say it's here.
That was fun.
So We've got some email announcements from my discrete mathematics professor this morning. That's three of them, which is a pretty light morning in terms of emails. And we've got a lot of great music for you today.
Do you actually?
We've got some great music for you today, and that'll be fine because Charles, esteemed friend Charles, is.
Is that me?
Preparing course materials. That's one. For today's lab.
I got a lot of work to do.
He's got a little bit of shell scripting to do.
We came up with this lab around 15 hours ago. And I was asleep for a lot of it, and I was out for a lot of it, and I was. It's a lot of things that led to the situation that we're in right now. But that situation is that we got 75 minutes.
And that's all fine. But, you know.
Mom, if you're listening, happy birthday.
Oh, boy.
All right.
We've got a birthday.
It's birthday day. Let's play some music.
Yeah, we can play a song.
Then we'll plan
a
show.
I wanted to start off with a song, but I actually can't find it right now, so we're going to start off with a different song.
That sounds fine.
That's fine. We're going to get real sad today.
Okay, well, maybe we could get happy for, you know, birthdays.
Well, that's why I wanted to do a song that sounded happy but wasn't first.
Or whatever, just go. Zach's got his own sadness.
Sad.
Zach, why don't you give that bell a little ring, huh?
On mine, I can't because I have the bell turned off.
Well, what do I need to do? Plug me in, Jill.
Are you on your Mac?
Yeah, I'm on my Mac.
So type in.
Plug me in.
TPUT.
TPUT.
Yep. BEL.
Unknown term info capability bell.
Spell the word bell?
Yes.
No, remove the last L.
Did it make a noise? Can you?
I'm pretty sure the Macs don't have the...
I think they have a bell.
They don't have it on by default. I think it's...
Can you talk into the microphone, even just a little bit? Can't hear you.
You can hear me just fine. I don't want you to hear me too well.
No one can hear anything.
Ooh.
That's right. All right, we're trying to make some bell sounds here happen. Let's see. Keyboard advanced. Oh, audible bell. Okay.
You're gonna have to open a new window after you do that.
Can't you do that?
Do you open a new terminal?
You can hear that, can't you? I can't. I'm saying it's making a noise. You can't hear it. It's plugged in. It's on your headphones.
No. Oh, my headphones are, like, basically off. I think that's why.
Moving right along. Let's play another song.
But it works?
Yes, it works.
All
right. Go.
Oh, yeah. Let's play another song. You know, I'm not plugged in anymore.
We're doing really well. We got a great show planned for you today. I'm never going to hit Zach. Definitely, he won't get thrown out the window of Curtis Hall.
That one was all Charlie's fault. He took it out so he could play some stupid terminal bells.
You're not talking into the microphone. Talk into it.
I am talking into the microphone.
We can change our bad habits.
It's not true.
Try to sleep at night. Lost for the moment. I've tried to find. It's the same thing every time. It's some kind of magic between you and I. But I gotta be honest, baby, we just can't get it right. Say it up, spin me round. We're just physical. Whoa, we're just physical. Turn me on, send it up on emotional.
We've got a dilemma on our hands, folks. We're running low on time in terms of finishing this lab, and we all know that we got to get to Dunkin' Donuts and back. So please call in to tabulate or send an email or tweet if you think that for the sake of Comp 40 as a course, that we should have Zach be the one who does gets me Dunkin' Donuts.
Not going to happen.
What if the votes are tabulated and they said that you should?
Well, what votes are going to be tabulated?
I don't know. But the run... Well, Mom, please. Call in. Just kidding. You don't need to call in.
If, you know, I had a really, really nice birthday gift for your mother. If she calls in and votes against me right now...
She's just throwing it out.
It's going right out the window. So, if you do want to call and waste our time a little bit more, then we can... What? Sound effects machine? Come on. Yeah, skip the ad.
Is it on?
That's
a fake calling noise, yeah.
It's a terrible noise. Has anyone ever heard a phone ring?
That sounds like a phone. Have you ever heard a phone ring?
Yeah.
What is that? What's that noise?
Air conditioner?
The air conditioner fan is on.
Which I'm pretty sure we're supposed to have off during our show.
Yeah, why don't you turn it off?
All right, friends.
And then he's going to do the traffic report.
We're turning off the air conditioner.
Just press off. It's the only button you're allowed to press. Hey, would you look at that?
Traffic. Let's talk about traffic. Well, the road's wet.
Is it?
Because it rained last night.
Good. That's weather. Missing the point.
It's about the roads.
Road conditions.
Whether the road is dry or wet. And whether the road is dry or wet is going to impact your commute. And I'm going to tell you why. At 9:29.
It's 9:29 now.
Well. You see, the problem with wet roads...
He's sitting down now. He's doing like a little mansplaining sesh.
I'm a bit of a scientist.
He's a scientist.
I studied science, what one might call the sciences in university. So I know a little bit about...
You're still at university. You haven't finished yet.
The thing about...
All you're doing now is playing with computers.
There's water, and you have the wheels, and the wheels have the little grooves.
The wheels got the grooves for it to beat the water.
But sometimes the water comes up above the grooves, and that's not great. That's what we call hydrosplaining. And that was supposed to be funny, but no one laughed.
I wasn't laughing.
Well, the thing is, if you've got the wet roads and you're slip sliding away like a slip and slide at Splish Splash, you know, Water Whiz, Water Parks, the way, way back, things are going to start to get a little bit wet for you.
What are you doing?
Well, it's all going to... well, that's the traffic report.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about,
what's your problem, dude?
Here's a thoughtful exercise. What's faster, running unblack edges or editing a 1,000x1,000 image and changing pixels by hand?
I was thinking the same thing myself.
What about this? Running one script that runs all your tests or entering them in the shell one at a time? And then it says, getting the lab materials.
Nothing there.
Infrastructure for writing unit tests.
Oh, yeah, that's a different thing. That heading's going to change.
Submitting right. For the lab. So this lab is well completed.
It's incomplete, to say the least. Right now, we're veering towards a poor, if we had to give it a grade. But I'm looking closer to getting a fare. I'm gunning for that fare. All right. Let's play some more music.
Can I read a PSA?
Yeah, fine. Read a PSA. Like, I care. Wanted to read the PSA.
All right. Tufts Open Call. Tufts Open Call invites all members of the Tufts community, as well as the general public, to their weekly event in the Intimately Lit Lounge on the top floor of
Intimately Dallas Hall. Lit. Boom! It's lit! Oh!
Open Call is an experiment in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts through shared novel experiences. Open Call aims to provide a non-alcoholic social space to meet new people and explore your own senses. For more information, including the details of the next event, check out the Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. A message from Tufts Open Call and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. The next Open Call event is this Thursday, April 6th at 8:45 p.m. in the 7th floor Dowling Hall Lounge. So, if you have a time machine, you might as well go back to last night, because I'm sure that the lounge was intimately lit and the connections were deep, human, and meaningful. See, I think I belong on NPR after that. So we're gonna play some more sad music as Charlie works away at his.
I'm like a hamster, except that instead of a hamster wheel, I type on a MacBook.
Whoa,
my fancy. My life is something else.
Alrighty. Well, let's.
Oh shit, son.
Whoa.
I mean, let's just roll the tape, huh?
Thank you.
So, remember before the break when I said ship, son? I was talking about, I was kind of quoting what I would say to my son when pointing at, going to a naval yard and looking at the different battleships and saying, taking my child, or my son, I guess, in particular, and saying, ship, son?
Ship, with a
P.
Have
you read your PSA? Oh, you did. I wasn't paying attention.
I did read my PSA. So, really, we're talking about a P sound, which is not a fricative sound.
What's fricative?
It's a puh. It's a bilabial sound, really. But the thing is, it's unvoiced, unlike the buh sound, which requires a little bit more of a buh to kind of get out past those two lips of ours. So sounds are really an interesting thing, because we make all sorts of sounds, and people interpret these sounds. And why is the cover photo? Oh no! Okay, never mind. Okay, we're good. We're good. Whew. Wait, no, that is. Oh boy. Never
mind. What?
I thought for a second that the cover photo of Tufts Subletters was a picture of my house.
No, it's not.
But it's not. So, the thing is, everyone, you're writing a shell script.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. What about it?
And it turns out that what you need to do in this shell script is you need to run a couple of programs, and if they complete successfully, you need to ring the bell. And if they complete unsuccessfully, you need to...
Keep going. What are you doing? Are you saying stuff?
Sound good? Great.
What? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the way that I'm treated on this show, and frankly, I'm sick of it, and I'm out of here.
Well, look, you know what? No one asked you to be a dermatologist. You chose to be a dermatologist!
Stop shouting. Now you're too loud. Anyways, why don't you play some cheerier music? Actually, so as an announcement for everybody, this evening at 8 p.m. is Tufts Third Day Gospel Choir Spring 2017 concert. It's going to be a blast. If you need tickets, I think they're available at the Cohen box office all day.
They sold out.
I don't think they're sold out.
People are like trying to find tickets.
No, they're not. They're trying to sell tickets. So there's a Facebook event page if you're on Facebook for the concert, and on there you can talk to some tough students about buying some tickets, but I think you can also buy them at the box office. Hope to see you there. It's going to be a ball. It's my last one. I'm going to ball my eyes out. There'll be lots of surprises, lots of good stuff going on. So hopefully you can all be in attendance, listeners. Anyways,
esteemed listeners, humble listeners,
respected listeners, respected, honored today for your birthday. If it's your birthday,
some of us, it's a birthday.
Saturday at 8 p.m. in Disler Auditorium is, or Disler Concert Hall, I guess, I don't know, is the Tufts Wind Ensemble's second concert of the spring semester. We Goes to the Movies. Wind Ensemble Goes to the Movies. We'll be playing some classics from John Williams, etc. Pirates of the Caribbean. So have fun listening to that, I guess, if you come. That one's free. Gospel Choir today is $5 or $7. I forget. Depends on when you bought the tickets. Cool. All right. Let's play some more music. That was your announcement section for today. And
announcements.
That was pretty good. Nope. Moving on. Let's play some more music.
Christian responsibility.
Oh, da, da, da. Okay, go. Let's go.
Whoa.
Come on.
part written out.
I've never really seen the last part written out.
So I was following along in the score for that one.
Because Zach is a good music theory student.
You know, you can always go to imslp.org, download public domain sheet music. So I was looking at this nice little handwritten score. And, you know, canon in D is one of those things that, growing up in the Port Jefferson High School, Chamber Music Ensemble.
Cambridge Music Ensemble.
We definitely attempted to play once or twice, like a year, just for fun. Just like played it straight through, messed up, and never looked at it again.
Nice.
And I didn't realize that there was a whole nice little...
It's a whole thing.
At the end.
All right.
So,
Charlie's
not going to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm doing the good work.
Zach's today's hero. He's the hero of Comp 40, and he's the hero that we didn't ask for, but is the hero that we needed.
No, they very much... Well, not they, but you very much asked.
Well, he's the hero that we asked for. He's the hero we needed. He's got a MacBook. He's
the hero... That you don't deserve.
I deserve whatever. I deserve Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Okay. So, well, we apologize for the lackluster show, but I hope that you forgive us. And next week. So maybe last week we said that next week is going to be the good show.
This is it. This is the home stretch.
Starting next week, we've got some very, very, very good shows.
Next week on Dad Heart Radio.
We got some really, really good shows lined up for you. We'll be doing multimedia, mixed media. We're going to be doing audio collage. We're going to be doing live on air improv.
All leading up to the grand finale on May 21st, 19th.
May 19th show is going to be unreal. But we have about six shows left, so there's plenty of work to be done.
Six action-packed episodes before the series finale.
Okay, yeah, so that's what Zach's going to say. Anyways, hope you have a great day. And for those of you who will be attending the concert tonight, I hope to see you there. Thanks. Bye. You've been listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Radio.
just watch it stop.